It's Wednesday, May 8th. Here are the headlines. Stormy spoke, Trump fumes, jurors were captivated. That's from Politico. Stormy's testimony, Old Spice, silk jammies, and no condom. That's from the Daily Beast. Next, quote, do you worry about STDs? Stormy Daniels' testimony on Trump's affair off to lurid start. That's from The Guardian. And then the next paragraph in The Guardian is, the adult film star testifies in a hush money trial that could land the ex-president and Republican frontrunner behind bars. Next, listen to the tone of this one. Judge threatens Trump with contempt for cursing audibly during Stormy Daniels' testimony, new trial transcript shows. Why does that sound so boring compared to the others? Because it's from the Business Insider, which actually has some pretty good stories. This is from Newsweek. Stormy Daniels' testimony, humiliating for Donald Trump. Mary Trump. So that headline is basically quoting Mary Trump. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. This is the Political Woman Podcast. Please subscribe.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Yes, they call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
All right, you're listening to a clip from Stormy Monday from the great jazz musician T-Bone Walker. And the full title is, they call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. And it was Tuesday when Trump faced Stormy Daniels, the woman who claims that they had sex in a hotel room at Lake Tahoe after he had only been married for about a year to his wife, Melania. Here's how the trial began on Tuesday, May 7th. The people call Stormy Daniels. Now, what I'm going to do is read now the first paragraph. This is a quote from Newsweek. It continues the Mary Trump quote. I love Mary Trump. I loved her podcast. Quote from Newsweek, Donald Trump's estranged niece has branded Stormy Daniels' testimony in his ongoing criminal trial, quote, incredibly humiliating for the former president. And then the Newsweek article goes on to say, on Tuesday, adult film star Daniels took the stand at New York City's Manhattan Criminal Court, where she shared allegations of a purported one-night stand with Trump back in 2006. Trump had been married to Melania Trump since 2005. And the whole thing about that marriage is Stormy Daniels testified that she asked Trump about his wife. And his quote was, from Stormy Daniels' quote, don't worry about her, we sleep in separate rooms. Yeah, whatever. You know, maybe you sleep in separate rooms because you snore like a walrus. I mean, I don't know. It just never ends. I'm going to go through now from the Huffington Post had a little insert, which pretty much capsulized what happened yesterday at the trial. Trump is on trial for falsifying business records in connection with election fraud or election interference. So the Stormy Daniels testimony is not the main part of this case. It's important, though, because it speaks to motive. Prosecution is contending that Trump paid off Stormy Daniels to keep her from talking about their one-night stand or whatever they had because he didn't want it to interfere with his running for president. And the reason her coming out with that story would have been so damaging to him is because it was going to come out shortly after the Access Hollywood tape came out. And I played that in last podcast I did. So if you are unfamiliar with it, take a look at it or take a listen. The jury was mesmerized because the day before they'd had these accountants in testifying about the checks. All evidence, all part of the trial. And then she came on and she confirmed her story under oath. She's testifying about their sex act. And it's important because she was trying to sell that story or get money for that story. So this is from the Huffington Post, and it's just bullet points, and I'll just run through them. Stormy Daniels' testimony dominates day 13 of Trump trial. First bullet point. Adult film star Stormy Daniels spoke at length Tuesday about her interactions with Donald Trump, beginning with an alleged sexual encounter at a golf tournament in Lake Tahoe in 2006. Next, Daniels said Trump invited her to have dinner, then stripped to his underwear while she was in the bathroom and implied she should have sex with him. An appearance on The Apprentice was dangled as a possibility, she said. They never ended up having dinner. The two had a handful of other run-ins after the 2006 encounter. Daniels said she refused Trump's advances during a meeting in Los Angeles in 2007 and said she was ashamed of their earlier encounter. Trump's lawyers argued after lunch that Daniels' testimony was so lurid it tainted the jury and asked for a mistrial. Judge Juan Merchan denied the mistrial request, and the quote is, refused the request, instead encouraging the defense to lodge more objections should objectionable content arise. And, you know, I think this is a strategy they have. They want stuff to get in so they can use it later to overturn the jury's verdict. But we'll see. Because that other scumbag that is accused of rape and is actually convicted of rape in California just had his conviction overturned in New York because these appeals court ruled that they put stuff in the trial that didn't belong there. In 2011, after Daniels spoke with an In Touch magazine reporter about her relationship with Trump, she said she was approached by a man in a parking lot in Las Vegas who threatened her to stop talking. Mm-hmm. She also addressed her side of the hush money payment central to the case. And this is where it all comes together. She's corroborating other testimony that Trump's associates paid her $130,000 in exchange to the rights to her story and her silence. So that's the whole catch and kill thing. They purchased the rights to her story and then they killed it. And while David Pecker had been the one, the guy from the trash rag, National Enquirer, he had paid off other people. He got fed up because Trump wasn't paying him back, because Trump's a cheapskate. And he got fed up and said, I'm not a bank. I'm not paying for any more. So then that left Michael Cohen to figure out a way to pay off Stormy, all in an effort to keep her quiet because the Access Hollywood tape was exploding in Trump's face. So that's the basic gist of it. I cut out a lot of the gratuitous sex. What happened was, from what I gather, I think she was really nervous. Of course, you're going to be nervous. When you get really nervous, you talk really fast. When I first started anchoring on the weekends, I sat down to do my first newscast, and I sped through the first section, and the director says to me, well, Gloria, we're 3 minutes early, because I had done 5 minutes. 10 minutes of the first block, the first section, was supposed to be one length, and I'd done it in record time. And they said, slow down, you're going too fast. And my photographer, Bobby McRae, said, Gloria, you're talking too fast, Gloria. So she was talking really fast when she was telling her story and blasting through everything, and it was hard for them to keep up. And the judge told her apparently numerous times to slow down. But she blurted out things like the fact that, well, she said, I didn't want to have sex with him, but he was in his pajamas and he blocked her way walking out of the bathroom. See, I mean, that's what happened to E. Jean Carroll. So I had read this story before, and I had done a number of podcasts, and I put videos together. If you want more on this whole story, please go to my YouTube channel. I've created a playlist with all the Stormy Daniels videos, and they're all in there that give you all the background on what happened in Lake Tahoe, at least from what I knew at the time. She was much more graphic. So if you're interested, there's more. The Mary Trump stuff and then other reports. Trump is angry. Trump is not handling this very well. He's not handling it very well, and he's not keeping quiet about it. So there's the whole Trump temper thing. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York warned the former president's lawyer Tuesday that he would not tolerate his clients cursing audibly during Stormy Daniels' testimony, saying it could be intimidating to the witness. So I'm quoting, "The exchange between Judge Juan Merchan and Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche, occurred during a sidebar, according to the official court transcripts that were released Tuesday evening. It added to an already surreal day in court in which Daniels, an adult film actor, detailed what she said was a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006. And this is a quote from the transcripts. Merchan told Blanche, quote, "I understand that your client is upset at this point, but he is cursing audibly and he is shaking his head visibly. And that's contemptuous," according to the transcript. So Blanche responded that he would talk to Trump, the transcript showed. And then the judge said, because the judge has to have the last words, because he's a freaking judge. Oh, Merchan also said, "I'm speaking to you here at the bench because I don't want to embarrass him." See, this guy's bending over backwards. Merchan added, "You need to speak to him. I won't tolerate that." What a baby. What a crybaby. What a whiner and a crybaby. And, you know, he's made it possible for everyone in this country to whine and cry and lament their lot in life. Now, if he wins and becomes a dictator, I'll probably be one of the ones heading to the concentration camp. So, I don't know. I probably will be whining and complaining when I'm being sent to the concentration camps. I've watched even more Nazi movies since the last time I posted. There's a new one out. There's a couple of them. There's one about the tattoo artist at Auschwitz. And then there's another one, We're the Lucky Ones, on one of the streaming channels. Holy mackerel. This is where we are. This is where we are in the United States of America. We're covering a former president, his criminal trial, and his sexual alleged liaison at a Lake Tahoe resort. I love Lake Tahoe. Love it. So that's the Stormy Daniels testimony. In a nutshell, I left out a lot of the graphic sexual things. Yes, I'm gagging. The trial, the court's off today and they're back tomorrow. Meantime, down in Florida, that scumbag judge that Trump appointed has delayed the classified documents trial. And I don't know if you all know, but I think, yes, January 6th is extremely important. But selling or retaining classified documents when you shouldn't have them and putting them in your bathroom, I think that's a very important trial that we need to have and we need to know more about. She's delaying it and delaying it and delaying it. It's time to move on, Jack Smith. Jack Smith, are you out there? It's time to move on. Move past this judge. Get a new judge. Go to the appeals court and ask for another judge. I know you're going to have to start all over, but what does it matter anyway? We're not going to have it this year. We're not going to have it this year. Meantime, I read someplace that the 2025, you know, I've done stories on this. I did a podcast on this. You know, they're planning to take over the country and end democracy as we know it in the United States. These are the right-wingers, the Project 2025. You can listen to the other podcast. I hear one of the components of Project 2025 is to take the vote away from women. That'll fix us. That will be the end. That tears it. I don't know where I'm going to go. I have to go to Canada? I don't want to go to Canada. I like it here. I like my house here. I love America. I don't want to leave. This is not a joke. I may sound like I'm joking, but I'm not. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. Please subscribe. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on with elections. Obviously, there's a lot going on with the Supreme Court. There's a lot going on more than just Trump. Joe Biden's crisscrossing the country, creating jobs with his high-tech jobs, good-paying jobs, union jobs. And still people don't like him. You don't like Joe Biden, F you. I mean to be respectful. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. Please subscribe. Please follow me on YouTube and TikTok. I need to get my YouTube views up so that I can monetize. I'm still not monetized. I need to keep going on TikTok so that whenever what happens, happens. TikTok is suing now, using free speech. The United States bill to ban TikTok violates free speech, which I agree. But I also want to know what China's doing with our information. That should all come out. We should all know. We should all know so that we could walk away ourselves. I'd walk away, even though I've got 10,000 followers on TikTok. And I could do commercials now, which I haven't. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Gloria Moraga, political woman. Please subscribe. Be safe.
They call it stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Yes, they call it stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad.